into Radiance by Design. And that's what you and I are learning to do, is radiating by design. Because you know what? Change the energy, change the reality. We're learning that we are vibrational vehicles. I know I say this a lot, but this is a show which I want it to be a call-in show where you call in and you and I communicate and we talk with the guides and so on. And we really boost your radiance. We help you radiate at a much higher level and at a conscious level. And you know what? It's kind of fun. I am an energy counselor, which means that when I work with people and look at their soul's journey and so on, basically what I'm sort of decoding is these funny blobs of energy, congestions of energy and so on, that are way down deep in the drives of the soul. Some of them are congestions and their karmic patterns, as Dwal Kool would say. And some are bright spots, which are gifts and so on. And there's a whole lot going on in there. Like, we're all a tremendous symphony and very, very ancient and very without time and space in a certain sense. So actually, I call myself an energy counselor like many other intuitives do, because as we work on you and the path that you're wanting to get on for yourself, what we do is we unhook your energy congestion so they can spill forward, and their conclusion, which is your freedom from the limitations that they provided, maybe through reaction, through beliefs or whatever, all of that can be released and you get to flow a little more freely into your greater dreams. It's really exciting stuff, and I want to work tonight on feeling different energies. I want us to create using energy in a different way. As a lot of you know, I did the Reconnection, which is a wonderful, wonderful system brought in by Eric Pearl. I think they call it the axiotonal frequencies and so on. But his system is based on the fact that there's energy downloads, tremendous frequency downloads coming in from the universe at this time of rapid change. And if you use them a certain way, then you can actually catalyze, like acupuncture, only much greater. You can, well, I shouldn't put it that way. I don't mean greater in a comparative way. Coming in from a universal flow in a much beyond the third dimensional kind of style, you can catalyze your awakening to greater personal healing, or actually you can catalyze your ability to to go through many different dimensions to awaken to being a multidimensional being. That's only one style. There are other styles of doing energy. So if you phone in and you're having a really deep problem with, for example, your parent, a family of origin, or so on, then what we can usually see is down in the lower part of the belly, or perhaps in the chest, the back of the neck and the belly, or in your arms and in your heart and in your belly, whatever. We're all a little bit different. We can shift that energy and give you release from that kind of thing. And it's my intention that as 5 or 6 or 10 of you listen and really feel the pulse of release moving through you from a subject that they can overlap with, or, for example, if it's about a mom who's, angry or strict or cold or inward or schizophrenic or whatever, you know, and others of you who have a similar kind of congestion which you took on because of karma, because of your link with your mother and the soul journey or your father or something. All of you, when we do the energies, will get shifted, even if it's not your identical story. And that, in turn, creates a release of congestions in the whole group. And there you have. You have yourself a community of beings who are ready, willing, and able to move to the beat of a much higher frequency energy. So that's my big goal. I wonder sometimes why I'm doing these radio shows, and then I kind of chuckle and go, well, I want to serve. And I really believe that the collective, its great, massive, pulsing energy blob is full of thoughts and feelings that we just simply ingest and live and believe and so on. And it's really quite a task for you and for I to authenticate, for really be true to our own soul's journey, to release the karmic patterning that we've taken on maybe through thousands of lifetimes. It's really a big job to purify the self in the sense that you can absolutely be in touch with the self, especially when the collective is such a thick goo. But our job, as we do this and as we connect with one another through Radiance by Design and other of the wonderful shows on BBS Radio, we're actually lightening up some of that goo, and enough of us together can really make a huge change in the collective. So to carry it to the nth degree, we'll go, okay, so the thoughts and feelings that people are breathing in and wearing as if they're their own and believing that they're own begin to get lighter and freer. And instead of running us or in a, what would we say, running us like puppets, instead of that, what happens is you're beginning to authenticate more and more, and each of us can reach for a much higher level. We've heard this, a higher level of being, actually. We've heard a lot of us from different sources, but we've heard that, for example, we're likely a Pleiadian experiment or design where we were set off to be a species that only lived for a short while, and then we live over and over again in order to grow into people who are self-driven, who are true to oneself, who are creating the reality, who have free will to create reality the way they want, who are capable of undoing all the many limitations that were placed on us as an experimental species. And there are a lot of people who believe that at this time in history, around 2012, a time just before and just after, we're at the just before, aren't we, we're fully capable of meeting limitations and undoing them so that we can free ourselves from the conscriptions or the tyranny of that which has been placed in the DNA. So many of us talk about how, oh boy, we can really change our DNA these days with consciousness. Well, I really believe that, except that I'm not sure I can quite do it yet. What are you learning about it? Anyway, my little preamble is saying, isn't it interesting? Here we are, if we look at it as a collective, we're a species that actually is pushing the envelope and becoming more and more available to ourselves, more and more able to wake up and see how we're being limited and to push through those limitations. The world is very polarized right now. I'll bet you've noticed that, eh? And my guides have said for a long time something which I'm never quite sure how to believe. Beliefs are funny things. They'll very often limit us. So we need to kind of stretch them and make them very rubbery so they don't limit us so much. But they very often have said, and others have said the same thing, is that it's in this period of time, it's as if, you know, when you change the energy, you change the reality. So under pressure, we're going to raise our field and frequency, all of us, and we're going to find ourselves separating in terms of magnetism or being conscious of one another, separating from a huge percentage of the rest of the world. Meaning, if you get your frequency up there, I don't know if I could say that this is exactly what happens, but let's just talk about it for the sake of conversation. That if you raise your fields and frequencies enough, you can actually shift dimensions. You can lighten up and free yourself from some of the weight of the third dimension. And if you can do that, the people that you connect with are also able to do that. They will also have a higher frequency energy. So we can see how a lot of people who are struggling or vehemently angry or holding on to even some corrupt principles in a system that's showing its decadence. It's being revealed for being a very decadent system. Okay, we're able to step away vibrationally, maybe not with our feet, but with our frequencies, so that we're not caught or limited by that particular collective any longer. So it's as if the world split in two, and the beings who are really adhered to the old fashion or the old way of the old paradigm are not able to see us because we're busily working to shimmer and be a higher frequency energy, and we just aren't available on the same, what would you call it, wavelength anymore. So I don't know if any of you are experiencing anything like that, but I really hope that you'll call in, and we're going to talk about it. And remember, I love when you call. My guides and angels love to work with you personally, with your own personal questions. And I really do believe that it has a huge impact on the collective out there. So let's do a meditation together, which also helps to build our community, our vibrational community of Radiance by Design. Today we're going to do, because I did a wonderful interview with a fellow whose name is Robert Bates, and he's a Qigong fellow and teaches Qigong here in Bellingham. Very delightful man, very kind of soft-spoken, gentle spirit with a lot of the Qigong power. But he had sounds, I love sounds, and he had sounds, Qigong sounds, that really reflected or really worked on various organs in the body. I can't remember what his sounds are, and because we had a little household stuff this afternoon, I didn't get the time to go in and get those sounds of his off his archive. But guess what? We've done sounds a lot. We're going to do our own sound meditation, and I'm also going to refer to a book called Being and Vibration by Rael. It's Joel Rael or Joseph Rael. So we're going to do some sounds together, and Rael talks about the body as being your sound chamber. And so does Robert Bates and Qigong and so on, but we're just going to refer to what's in the hand so that I don't mistakenly say things. And we're going to do the chakra sounds, but I want you to do a favor with me. I would like you to treat your body like it is a sound chamber. And it's really important to do that because we can do a lot of healing by using sounds and applying them to different parts of the body where you've got tensions or congestions, pains of any kind. Congestions usually imply pain. You can sound into these things and make a difference. But also, if you don't have a whole lot of trauma and so on going on, you can sound throughout your entire body and have your body just vibrant. And let's go back into that splitting of the worlds and the releasing of limitations. Creating a sound, your body as a sound chamber, is a great way of enhancing your intrinsic frequencies, of really lifting your vibrations and frequencies, and moving yourself out of the patterns of congestion. I love to do these things. In fact, I make some really odd sounds in the day when I'm doing my workout. And the reason for that is the same reason. It's that if you can build the sounds through your body and really watch them go through, if you can work with your voice, your vocal cords that way, your left and right hemispheres of the brain start working in a greater holographic patterning. And the throat, of course, is where we synthesize. This is the chakra where we synthesize wisdom out of everywhere we've ever been and everywhere we're going. So making sounds has more than one influence on your evolution and your ability to shift dimensions. So let's hit it. Let's move to the seventh dimension. What do you think? Join me in this. And close your eyes. Although, you know what? For this one, you really don't have to close your eyes, do you? You can even do this when you're driving the car, I think. I better not say that. Yeah, we better not do the meditations while you're driving the car. Although I'll tell you what, when I'm singing when I drive the car, I really get my brain singing. My brain moves and my belly moves and my stomach moves and even my legs move. So I guess we do it. It's just a matter of pointing that sound in the different parts of your body. Are ya ready? Big breath. One more. Now remember, we're going to use our bodies, or we're going to create a sound chamber with our bodies. So let's start with the base of your spine is red, and the sound is going to be, and as you make that sound, I want you to go right out to the end of your breath, draw it back in, and we'll do it three times. But I'm also asking you to do one other thing, which is to feel the sound vibrate, especially right down into the soles of your feet and back up. Find your legs vibrating like mad and the base of your spine, and maybe even your genitals, if it'll work that way for you. But at least your legs and feet back up to the base of your spine. Ready? The red one. Ah. good work. I hope you could feel that all the way through. And now let's move to our belly area, and the sound is going to be the color will be bright, clear orange. Now remember, quite often it'll be brownish down there because that's everything left over, including your food, karma, everybody else's influence. We're standing in the back of our own womb saying, who am I in the middle of all this? The purpose of your life is to give birth to your real self. So let's move into the belly area, and the sound will be, and the color's orange, and the sound will be, my arms buzzing a lot with that. Did you? Now let's move to the solar plexus. This is your personal power center, yellow like the sun, solar, and it's your sound. Remember, it's your personal power. That means your the soul's journey that you came with. What are you trying to do with it? You have a power all your own. You can be empowered if you go deeply enough into your chakras, if you go deeply enough into the chamber that you're in, the sound chamber. The sound is, move to the green one, your whole chest area. Remember, your lungs hold karmic grief. Your chest area is courage, inspiration, flights of fancy, unconditional love, expressions of creativity, and your heart's in there. We're almost at Valentine's. What does your heart talk about? Issues of love, which often means grief and so on as well, right? So the sound will be very clear green, and it will be like, ah. And we're going to kind of sing it. Ah. 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 Good. What happened to you when you did that? Some of you got really heavy in there. And I would recommend that if that happened, you go off and just really sound into your chest until that heaviness moves on through and you feel lighter. Now move up into your throat chakra. That's where we synthesize our wisdom. It's blue. They say it's eggshell blue, but mine will often turn different shades of blue. What happens with yours? And the sound is, ah, and it's blue. And open your throat like a bowl, not like a tube. So not like, eh, but open your throat like a bowl. I poked my throat. Now I have to cough, so excuse me. Feel good. Sometimes when we do these things, you'll get a sore throat. For me, it usually means that I've been holding tight, and the sore throat just is evidence of it opening and clearing. Let me know if that happens to you. Now we move up to the third eye, in behind the brow, where the two eyebrows connect. And the sound is... and it's deep indigo, deep purple, like a navy purple, very radiant though, a deep level. Now you know this is your sixth sense, your third eye. It's the awakening to all the other information, or at least some of the other information that's around your normal senses. So let's go to the third eye. One more. Let it open. Some of you have little filmy things over your third eye. It's just habitually shut down. That doesn't mean it has to stay that way. It's funny. Sometimes it really hurts to open the third eye, and people would say, I don't know if I'm getting my third eye opening or if I'm getting a sinus headache, because it can feel similar. Mine didn't hurt at all this time, though. Did yours? Now move to the top of your head. It's violet and brings in God, guides, angels, higher power, higher self, anything other than the self that you believe in. Top of your head, go up there, and it's violet, remember? It's like a big lotus that opens up to receive the wisdom from other dimensions, from higher spirits. I'm looking out there, I see so many of you look a little like pineapples because the top's kind of got this nice flared pokey parts at the top, and yet they're different colors than the top of a pineapple, aren't they? So let's draw light in from the great central sun and run it through, right through our bodies, right into the core of the earth. And as it hits your feet, as it bounces back up and hits your feet, draw it right through, right up to the top of your head like this. Okay, ready? It's coming in from the top of your head, goes right down through your feet into the great core of the earth, pops back up, and we go, and it's up again. Let's do it again. Comes into the top of your head, runs down through the center of your body into the core of the earth, bounces back up, hits the soles of your feet, and we bring it up. Isn't that fun? So this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you for becoming a sound chamber, a conscious use of sound in your body. Some of you are absolutely vibrating out there. Some of you are kind of bored, but that's okay. Boring is sometimes a better way to stop your brain from being hyperactive, so I guess that's okay. So how about calling in? What's going on in your life? Are you experiencing energy congestions? Do you want to talk about it? Do you want to talk to the guides and angels? Shall we see what's going on in your world and how to release that block? It's 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. Call in. So here's what I was going to talk about, the different kinds of energy, and I'm going to take a look at a bunch of people out there and see what's going on. Some of you have got some really awful stuff going on with the throat. What is that? So I'm going to do a whole bunch of you. Take a look at your neck. And when I say that, I want you to go inside your body mind, way inside. It's like a cartoon, isn't it? You go inside your body, and it looks like it's humongous. It looks like it could be miles wide and miles long. So go into your throat, okay? And I want you to sit inside your neck. Yeah. Now, if the neck represents consciousness itself, and with all that's going on in our planet and in our lives these days, isn't that always in a state of change? Consciousness of self, just stay right in there. Good, stay in there. And I want you to focus at the bottom of the neck where the thyroid is. Just sit in there, like a little imp sitting there, swinging your feet over the edge of your thyroid. There you are. Just stay with that. Good. Now I want you to relax in there. And now move down to your perineum. That's that part of you that's right at the bottom of the torso, between your legs. It's that flesh at the bottom of the torso. I want you to imagine being in there now. We were in the neck, we were at the throat and the thyroid. Now drop down into the perineum. That's right, and just sit there for a moment. Now see if you feel, listen, I've combined your senses there. See if you feel, or feel if you see, a line of energy running from the perineum right up to the core of your body, up into the neck, and back down to the perineum. Goody, you're calling. Just hold that line, and I'm going to take this caller. Just hold that line for a minute. Does it make you feel energized? Do you feel like really strong, like you've got a strong golden pole holding onto you there? So we have a caller. I'm going to leave you with that, and we're going to take the caller. You're on the air. Good evening.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm happy.
Good.
Yeah. You have a question for me?
Yeah. I was wondering if what the guides have for me in terms of I've just been really, really tired lately. Really tired, and you know, there's days that I'm like, oh yeah, I can do this, I can take this on, and the other days where I'm like, what am I doing here?
Oh, honey. Well, give me your first name.
Tanya.
Okay. Oh, I know who you are, don't I?
You do.
Yeah. Welcome, Tanya. You've got, first of all, I know you were sick a while back. You're still not totally well, you know that.
That's why I've been feeling so just really drained, really like I'm struggling.
Okay, so we're going to do some energy
stuff,
here.
Like just eating, sleeping, it's just...
Your life is boring, am I right?
Yes.
How are your legs?
My leg is doing really, really well, actually. I don't use my cane, my walker, my wheelchair. I can do a jog. I can go for kilometers and kilometers and kilometers now. So my leg is doing really, really well.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to do the same thing we were just talking about. Take a golden light. I forgot to color it for everybody, but take it from the perineum. Just focus on the perineum, and let's...
Okay.
I'll tell you why in a minute. Draw that light right up through your body and up through your neck, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And tell me if you feel anything.
I'm feeling pulses.
Good. Okay. We're going to do it again. I'll tell you what, Tanya, one of the things that I'm seeing...
My body is starting to actually vibrate a little bit right now.
Well... I was going to make a joke about vibrators, but I better be careful. On global radio. I want you to stay back, drop back down into the perineum, and I'm going to. The guides are just running that energy for you one more time, right up through your body. Because what we were seeing is at the base of your spine, your energy was very weak.
Yeah.
And remember, the spine is your. I always see it also as, I've never been told this, but I always see it as a source or a well of creativity as well. It's very vital and lusty, isn't it? You know, and yours is kind of pale and tired. And I'm wondering about your diet. Is your diet okay, honey?
No, it's not. I don't even know the whole thing. Every day I get up, it's like, what, I have to eat food again? I have no interest in even eating food. And everything I put in is the wrong thing, and I feel it afterwards. And
okay, just a sec. We're doing, can you feel this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're just trying to perk that little base chakra there. You're not depressed, are you? Are you there?
Yeah.
Are you depressed?
I wouldn't feel, like, depressed about my own self. It's what I see around me that's really starting to get to me.
Oh, and what is it? Tell
everyone's just so miserable and ignorant, and I'm trying to see the good, and I'm just, it's been difficult.
Well, you know that you're going to be a teacher. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you're trying to get to the point of, again, I want to say this to everybody at home, wrap yourselves in light. I'm seeing that you're going to find a deeper connection with the divinity within. You have a really strong, it's funny, it shows better now than it did when you first called in. But if we looked for a really strong, but it's small right now, light right at the base of your spine. It's not in the perineum, it's right at the actual bone part of the spine. They're showing a really vibrant being light, like a guidance light that's in there. And when you get that thing going, girl, whether you've eaten enough or not, you're going to start feeling like a vibrant contributor to a lot of the people around you. And I would suggest, are you working at all?
I work at a homeless shelter temporarily right now.
But are you... Okay, so one of the problems with that is that you're not guarding yourself well enough.
Okay.
Not that they're all awful. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that when people are needy and people are lost and so on, it literally, it hangs on your body, honey, and that's why you're so pale in the red chakra.
Okay.
Because one of the things that happened is you were very ill and you really could barely get going again, and so you're still convalescing.
Yeah.
You know, and if you were like an athlete and you were in a state of convalescence, that's kind of the way you're working your energy right now. And it's good to be I know you're a teacher and I know you're a contributor, and it's very good to be supportive to the people that need your help, and also because you really believe in helping at the homeless shelter, don't you?
Yeah.
It's really good for you, but you have to wrap up in light and you have to have a lot of showers. You understand that?
Yeah.
Because
I was afraid that might happen, like, while I work there, and I bring my crystals and stuff, but I guess I'm not putting up the shield enough and then clearing it afterwards.
Yeah, are you clearing your crystals?
Yes. Yeah, when I come home, I stick them, I put them on my my crystal cluster.
Well, you've got one. How many do you take? Because you've got one that's really got a lot of... It's very magical because it seems to draw other people's pain out. But you've got it, and it's actually draining you. You've got to run under water, I guess lukewarm water or something for a while.
Okay.
Or soak it in salt
water. Any hint which one that is? I have a lot. Is it one of the ones that I wear continuously?
It looks like it's one that has a kind of a point on it. It's a little kind of a fat one, and it's got a point.
Okay,
anyway,
yeah.
It's a wonderful... I am not a person who understands crystals very well, but my partner is. But this one looks like it's really doing a tremendous job of drawing pain from people, and it needs to be cleaned a lot.
One of the ladies
bad.
At my work warned another person that hadn't met me. They're like, don't let her touch you. She might heal you.
Ah, that's really
and
funny.
I don't do that with the intentions because, people have to come to me. I don't just go and try to work on someone that, they don't know I'm doing that.
But, honey, you are a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to be working with people who, if you went there to have a blast, you would really get depressed.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go there to do some kind of service and to inspire them. And right now, the base of your spine's got this nice light in it. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just other people's energy. And remember the old trick, which is, this is really old, and you probably know this really well. You say, is this mine? Because you've got this like weight hanging in you. It's like an old spider web or something that's really thick.
Mm-hmm.
It's not yours.
Like I feel the weight of the world on me almost.
Well, honey, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
But what you want to do is imagine yourself I can do this sometimes. Imagine yourself as a ballerina. You're spinning and dancing around. You don't have to actually do it. You can imagine it.
Yeah.
And you're doing this on top of the world. You're not getting caught in the world.
Right.
Because that's the energy that you're going to bring into the world in a while. You're going to be a tremendous teacher and healer. And you're going to work with some really difficult and derelict people, and you're going to work with some people who are not that difficult and derelict.
Yeah.
You're going to cross all the boundaries if you want to.
Yeah.
What kind of healing work do you do? Is this coming through you?
Well, I work with crystals.
Oh,
usually just like channeling energy through me and through the crystals.
Well, you're doing a wonderful job, but a couple, particularly one of your crystals, sucks up people's energies like nobody's business.
Okay.
And I think you're going to honor that. Find out which one it is.
Yeah.
I'm not always like photographic, so I can't quite pick it for you. But the guy just showed me.
From what you've described, I know which one it is.
Okay, then baby it, because it's just tired too.
Yeah.
and it's still working for you.
Yeah.
That's funny, isn't it? But
when we were doing that the meditation earlier, when we got to the heart, I noticed it was a little heavy there, and I shed a couple of tears. And then once we got to the third eye and the crown, I sound like a dying cow. I couldn't do those sounds.
Oh, isn't that funny, hey?
Yeah.
But do you see that doing those sounds isn't about doing them really well? It's about having the sounds clear your body. So
right.
They can sound really awful at the beginning. It's okay.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm really glad you called in. You're going to be giving wonderful service, and your journey's been a challenge, but you're doing a good job.
Thank you very much.
Take care, darling.
You too. Peace be with you.
And you, Tanya. Well, that's an interesting one, because remember, some of you will remember that Tanya called in and she had an awful time, I think, with one leg. I can't remember the whole story now, but I know that she's been on a long healing route and is, you know, many people who are on healing paths to become healers very often have to go through reassembling their own well-being and their health. But it's also interesting that when we take on other people's energy, we can literally go into their, into the pilgrimage of their feeling badly. We can go in through all of their dharma and karma and all the rest of it. We don't want to do that anymore. Always wrap yourself in light. And when you're calling in, please call in. I want you to call into this show tonight. Come on. And I wonder, let me see, I want to see who I'm going to work on right now. Let's pick a boy kind of person. Let's see here. Huh. Well, I can see two men. I said I want to pick a boy kind of person, and I see a guy who's quite thin and probably middle-aged. I'm not getting a clear picture of his. And the other one that I'm seeing is probably around the same age. He's a little heavier. And one of them is kind of wired. Both of them are discouraged. Both of them are angry. And just a sec here. Yeah. One of them feels like he believes that he can make huge changes in life, but he can't figure out how to do it. And the other one feels kind of hopeless about the changes that he wants to make. So they're not exactly the same. They've got a couple of different points of view here. So what we're going to do is work with them one at a time. And I'm going to ask everybody to do this. When I see both of these people having what we would call frustrations and attitudinal holding patterns, they want to make a difference in their lives, and they both believe they can do it. One of them is really kind of heavily sitting there going, but I just don't know what to do. And the other one's like really tense going, that's true, but I don't know what to do. So we're going to do some energy. I think I'll do the reconnection this time. And, we're just going to do some reconnection on them. And I'm going to watch them and see. So the main point would be to go inside your body, mind, each of you, wrap yourselves in light, and take a look in there. That means to, we talked about your body being a sound chamber. It's also a vibrational chamber. So go in there and take a look and see where your attitude to change is right now. And call forth your attitude to change. Yeah. And where is it stuck in your body? Where is the attitude to change stuck in your body? One of them has it stuck in his belly area. And one of them is like his stomach, you know, the solar plexus. Okay, just and let's see where yours are. And a couple of women there have it in the belly area again. And one has got it in her shoulders. Ooh, and in the shoulders case, it's very strongly a case of resistance. She's got all kinds of resistance to change, that one. I'm going to look at another one. Another one's got exhaustion going on. These are where we hang our attitude, okay? I'm too tired to change. I'm overwhelmed. Okay, here we go. Now, our fellow who's really thin looks like he's getting actually more vitalized. He looks like he's getting a lot more gentle. That's it. He's moving into a place of being more gentle with himself. And his attitude to me, if I wanted to look at it as a congested blob of energy, looks like it's getting soft and beginning to flow, which means that he can remold his attitude with a little bit more ease. And the other fellow, let's see here, he's beginning to perk up a bit. He's beginning to feel a lot more life. I want you to call in and tell me how you feel. Especially you with the, you were kind of droopy there, and now you look like you're perking a little bit, and you're starting to kind of wake up. Good. Now, energy is a really funny thing, and frequencies are a really funny thing. Oh, I was listening in the middle of the night. When I can't sleep, I turn on my iPhone, which has all my interviews on it from Paradigm Shifters, and there was one with Penny Pierce, who wrote a book called Frequency, and I was really interested in her delineation of frequencies and how to raise your own field in frequency. I went, oh yeah, I want to hear that, because we're always talking about this on this show. And what she said is that each of us has, of course, a really deep sense of, just pay attention to yourself in this one. We're going to play this little game. If you go inside yourself, you know that you have a real sense of what you're like in there. Whether you're sweet and loving, doesn't matter if you're mad and if you're skinny and if you're a failure or a success, none of that matters. It's like way inside you have a print, a vibrational print that's yours, personality print. And what can you say? What qualities do you have in there? Are you especially loving? Are you very innocent? Are you playful? Are you wide-eyed? Are you... it's just really soft stuff. It's not like angry. It's not reactive stuff. It's just really who you are. So find some qualities about yourself. I've got one about myself. And then drop into that quality. Whether it's loving, funny, innocent, playful, whatever it is, just drop in there. And what happens in your body when you do? Yeah, what happens is your frequency goes up, doesn't it? Do you notice that? It's a little bit like, it's a different version of being in the now, dropping into the now kind of place. And it's just so fun. So I was lying there in the middle of the night. I had been very tense. I did that, and I started to chuckle because it really made me feel good. How did it make you feel? Now we're going to do another kind of energy, and there's a woman over there who's older, and she's been very frustrated. She's, I think she's got a, she's got a very weary heart. So we're going to also look at her and know that, and we're going to do some energy on her. But we're looking at you and saying, don't give up, because what you're doing is holding yourself and your heart against a whole bunch of things in your life. Go back in there and be with your heart. Everybody drop inside your body and sit with your heart. There it is. Sit with the heart. Now, what happens when you do that? What does your heart want to do? Mm-hmm. Go right in there. Now, my lady that I was first talking to, who's got a lot of grief in there, a lot of holding patterns, she just holds her heart tight. And then what happens to her is people, or maybe I'll say to you, to my lady friend there, you don't seem like you're open to any of the people that come to talk to you. You seem like you seem a little bit forbidding to people. And we know that isn't true about you. If we go right into the essence of your being or the essence of your heart, we see you as being kind of aware of people and really wanting to be playful and kind of sincere. Your heart's very loving, but nobody knows that about you. I want you to drop into that heart and really feel that wall that you put up. Look at it. You really feel it there, don't you? Yeah. And just stay with that feeling of, here's my wall. I really feel it. Yeah. And what's behind the wall? What's underneath the wall? Is the wall really you? Is the wall your heart? Or is the wall something you just put there? Now, what happens as we sit with it? How many of you feel a kind of a softening of that part of your body? Let's call in the guides and angels and ask for help. And then we're going to ask for them to move. Good. It moved really fast. That lady's heart looks wide open right now. A little bit like Tanya's ability to have her divinity sitting right there instead of that kind of weak-looking center that she had. This woman now has a really, really sweet, literally a sweetheart. She's a sweetheart. Yeah, and she's chuckling a bit right now. I wish you'd just call in, but I guess people are shy, aren't they? That's right. Okay, let's pick someone else. Ooh, I see someone who's really got a kind of a rage in there, an anger, an anxiety. And there's a part of the liver, the whole area of the liver. Everybody drop into your liver down on the right side underneath your rib cage. Press into it. Yeah. And so what happens is you put that kind of tension into the liver. And in the liver, I see you. You've got kind of a really strong light, and you want to give to a lot of people, and you want to help a lot of people. But look at your liver, and when you go in there, you'll see that that's where you're storing a lot of like tension and resistance and fear of people and reluctance. It's just really interesting. I'm going, well, you better get that cleared, because what happens is the liver itself needs to be cleared. Or, you know, how's life? The old joke was, how's life? Depends on the liver. Well, I'm looking at yours going, you are such an adorable soul, and people feel your love and your heart for them. But deep down, the anger and the frustration that you have, like Tanya said, I look around at life and everybody seems to be having such a hard time. That can really make us mad over time. And this person that I'm looking at has got a really crunched up liver whilst presenting her. I'm not sure if it's a him or her. Let's say that there are both of you out there presenting yourself as a really loving, supportive being, but inside hurting yourself because of the tension of the liver. So one more time, let's all look at our liver. Just be with it. Look at it. Imagine sitting in it and softening it and telling it to be relaxed. It's doing such a good job of detoxifying your body. Excellent. Excellent. And how I always do it is tell my guides and angels I'd like them to take the pressure away right now. Thank you very much. So let me go on to what the shows are going to be later on. After this, the top of the hour, Jackie Salvitti and her team is coming on with ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. And tonight, they're going to be talking about disclosures. There's so many more sightings, ET sightings. There have been an awful lot of revelations amongst the government about dishonesties. We've had WikiLeaks for situations all over the world. The Egyptian scene is absolutely horrendous, and we need to be sending light to them all the time, because that we thought what was going to be a bloodless coup is now boiling up, and it's really hard to know who to trust. And there's a lot of young people people who want to get away from the conscription and oppression of their governments, all throughout the Middle East, in fact, but it's pretty intense in Egypt. And we need to be going into their hearts and minds and sending strength, sending appreciation, even sending love to the leaders, Mubarak and various other ones, that they can soften and really help the people to become able to express themselves. We've been talking all the way through this show about being confined by being in patterns and being controlled by our limitations and by our DNA. We don't want to be controlled by government and by coercive systems anymore. We still are, but theirs is a little more volatile at this point. So what you want to do is you want to send your appreciation and your light right over there and really pray that they're all released from what looks like a really horrible lifestyle. Remember that there's enough on our planet to feed and fuel everyone, and there's enough for us to fix the planet and help her as well. It's really important stuff. This is a time of great polarities. Now, the other thing is the ETs, we keep hearing that they've suppressed the information about ET contacts for years and years and years and years and years and years. So Jackie's talking about, and her team are talking about the fact that along with the revelations and the WikiLeaks and so on, there's going to be an awful lot more disclosure about the rapport between beings of different dimensions and people in the third dimension, usually people who are in power, and how the media has kept it away from people. So I don't know what's going to be revealed tonight, but let's just take a look and see what it is. Next Tuesday night on Paradigm Shifters, I love Paradigm Shifters because that's where we get to meet some pretty interesting interviewees. We're going to meet with Galexis again. Galexis comes through Ginger Metro from L.A., and we've talked to them several times before, might even have been six or seven times, and they used to have a show on BBS. But they're a wonderful coalescence of beings, and they really help you find out the truth of yourself. And they're going to be talking about love and how you can't really love people. We're preparing for Valentine's Day. We can't really love people if we don't love ourselves. So that's what we're going to talk about next Tuesday night on Paradigm Shifters here on BBS Radio at 8 o'clock. And I hope you're going to be there for that. So many of you are accessing the archives, so I'd love to get your feedback. If you'd like a session with me, my name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. You can get hold of me, Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle.com. That is Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle, no H in Entwistle.com. Love to talk to you. If you've got ideas for different paradigm shifters, I would like to hear about that too. Or if you have feedback on this show or any of the shows, I would really like to hear from you. So what I want to say is to end this show, let's take a deep breath. Let's call in the higher frequency energies. The ones that are being used in the reconnection are just being downloaded from the universe at rapidly changing frequency times throughout, not just our own solar system, but the universe. Let's call in some of these high frequency energies, the kind that heal us and help us be transdimensional, to help us to expand our fields and frequencies. Have those energies come in. Call them in through the top of your head, fill your chest, your arms, and send them out from the heart out to one another. And feel the vibrational connection amongst all of us in the Radiance by Design community. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening. Many blessings to all of you, and those of you who can, stay for the top of the hour and meet Jackie Salviti and her wonderful team. Good night and much love.